fellow Freedom fans, bumping around with my microphone. It's Mr. David Allen Carmichael out of practice. So glad to be back here again for this. What I call this, I always bring up, this is what I do. I have to say faith and freedom because that will always keep me on track to my reference. When I get back down to confusion, when I start to panic and don't know what to do, I always want to go back to this idea of freedom. Freedom. That's what I want to do, is always get back to the idea of freedom. And we just got cut off. No, we didn't just get cut off. I'm getting bad indicators. All my little electronic Star Trek kind of things aren't reading properly today. Maybe it's because it's snowing all over the eastern coast of America. But I'm David Allen Carmichael. I'm going to talk about things, hopefully, on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. And it's Saturday. You know what happens when you broadcast on Saturday? You start goofing off. I mean, that's what happens. You start goofing off. You think you're having fun. You think that everybody's not strung out. It's not rush hour. So people demand less. It's Saturday. They're basking in our Florida audiences, basking in its winter temperatures that happen to be 10 degrees below normal. You keep up with that below normal temperature stuff, you're going to end up having flooding the planet or something, for global warming and cooling or something. I've got things to read today. Commentaries about Copenhagen, the treaty. That's not a treaty. This Copenhagenism. I just coined a phrase. Copenhagenism. We're going to talk a little bit about Copenhagenism because it's in the news. Of course, I'm going to cite the news. Today I have an interview I did with a lawyer who was the defense attorney, and is a defense attorney for one of the Guantanamo Bay detainees from the prison in Guantanamo Bay. They call it Gitmo. Gitmo. I've been to Gitmo. Gitmo has some fabulous, absolutely fabulous snorkeling. They've got this little teeny cove. It's like 1/1000th the size of Hanama Bay in Hawaii. They've got this little teeny bay where they have little picnic benches and stuff. And you swim out a little bay. You go past the rocks where there's coral on the rocks and little sea anemones and all these kind of things. Swim past there and you have got snorkeling. It's about, you know, just a few yards off the beach. It's about 30 feet deep. People out there spearfishing red snapper and big giant barracudas go swimming by it, and it's absolutely beautiful. So if they ever close Guantanamo Bay and you want to have an opportunity to do some real estate investing and they close down the prison there, I highly recommend that you go ahead and snatch up that property on the, I guess, on the windward side of the bay there. Something to think about. Our number here is 888-850-1872, 888-850-1872. Again, we're just kind of getting through. This is our front load. This is our kind of our maintenance period of our show. And then I'm going to get to a interview I did with G.T. Hunt, who's a lawyer. And we're going to talk about habeas corpus. We're going to talk about the Gitmo detainees. We're going to have somebody's account. It'll be a second-hand account. Somebody had a first-hand account of one of the people down there detained at Guantanamo Bay. So we're going to find out some information. It's going to be kind of dry, though, I got to tell you. My guest, he's not the most prolific public speaker. What he had to say, though, was significant. So it's a duty of ours to do this. And now that I've shifted to Saturdays instead of 5 days a week, I have to be a little less flippant because I have less time to work with. But until we expand our broadcast and here, there, and everywhere, we're going to be broadcasting on Saturdays to continue the flow, to keep our machinery well-honed. And you saw at the beginning of the show, I was fumbling with all my equipment. So every now and then I have to double-check to see if we're getting disconnected and reconnected. I've got some problems. That's why my bells and whistles are not tuned in properly. Well, hopefully we're gonna keep an eye on this and see what happens. I think I'm cutting out. And we'll check that at the break. So if I'm cutting out, if my DSL connection with the main soundboard and all that kind of stuff is cutting out, which it could be, okay, skip it. Everything's fine. It's false indicators. Captain, don't know why we're having the false indicators. Somebody's invading our computer control system, Captain. So we're going to press on smartly. Again, I've got a Gitmo detainee lawyer I'll be talking to. You're going to be playing that. And it's kind of a rough recording. It's very soft-spoken. So there was a lot of hiss in the background because I had to crank up the sound system to just try to pick up what he said. So we're going to talk about that. I got an email today from somebody who has decided on sending their child to public school. Obviously, there's other options. There's public school. There's private school. There's homeschool. And posed a question about some of these, I guess it's a competing ambitions within the school system and people wanting to exclude Christmas, Christ, not wanting to exclude Christ from Christmas and dealing with the public school system as their children are attending that school. So that's something that somebody emailed to me, and I said, hey, give me a call on the show and we can address it. Obviously, whether or not they call, I'm going to do some research and I will post an answer to that email and I'll put that on our website. We have a podcast blogcast. It's faithfreedoms.net. Got to tell you, we did that interview with Leon Weinstein. That was last week. Fabulous. Was it last week? I can't remember. Yes, whatever. It was last week, and I talked about habeas corpus. I said you had to look forward to this week because I was going to have this G.T. Hunt interview, but Leon Weinstein was a fabulous, absolutely fabulous guest, and I had him on last week, and he is getting all kinds of hits on our website. Some of those you can see the results if you go to a podcast at faithfreedoms.net and listen to that. The other thing is, I got to tell you, there's somebody running for Congress in the 8th District. One of the people is running for the Republican nomination, and it's Patricia Sullivan. Her interview that I did with her is probably right now running third of my all-time interviews. I would say that the first of all of the things that are being plugged into is a three-minute audio clip where I said America is culturally and spiritually seduced. And so if you do a search on that, you'd find that. Also, there was a Bob Marshall, a delegate from Virginia, who was really doing some wonderful things with legislation that protects the common man from the insults and injuries given by the government, federal government, state government. He's doing a really good job overseeing some legislation that's happening in the Virginia legislature. I did an interview with him. Fabulous. And people are just tuning in right and left. But Patricia Sullivan's getting a lot of listens on our website. I'll be doing some more interviews with Patricia and the other folks who are running for office. I haven't had the only people who have responded to my request for an interview are Republicans in this whole area. The only ones responding by request for interview are Republicans. I asked Jenny Brownwaite if she would give an interview to me. And guess what? They politely responded to my request, not like Mr. Grayson's office or the 6th District office. You don't even get your name mentioned if you don't respond to our request for an interview. Jenny Brownwaite, but I got to think, there's a lot of things in the news. Isn't it sad if you have a public office and you're doing things in your life so that you wouldn't necessarily want to be interviewed on a candid interview? And I think she might be fearing a candid interview when I'm going to be very careful to stick to substance in my interview. I thought about this. I don't want to necessarily go off and do the John the Baptist thing and call Herod down for his misbehavior or anything like that. I'd rather just talk about the substance and have people discuss the issues of the day on a basis of substance, constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong, and then let you make you be the decider. You listen, you connect the dots, you come to your own conclusions. That's what we're going to do here. So our number here again is 888-850-1872. If you want to call, you better call quickly. Notice I didn't say quick. I said quickly. I messed up today. Talking to my wife, I said different, and then she said differently, and I said, oh, differently, I know. So you better call 888-850-1872, because what we're going to do, we're going to go right to the Gaylord T. Hunt interview right after the break, and I'm going to play with the our studio equipment. So it's not making me think we're shutting down and shutting off, you know, coming on and off. I think if we were shutting down, somebody would give me a call already. So that was a, give me a little red light saying you're not hooked up. So again, our number here is 888-850-1872. Since nobody's calling, I'm going to go ahead and go to one of these articles. There are things going on, folks. Pay attention to what's going on. And oh, by the way, if you want to shift some of your assets, I've got $160 face value of silver coins, collectibles, 1890s to 1964, personal. It was an inheritance so that we could support our children's education. We're right at that time where we're trying to find somebody who'd like to shift their assets. If you'd like to contact me at faithfreedoms.org, that is our own personal inherited stuff to give to support pay our children's tuition. And we're trying to get, we're getting through it without student loans or anything, because guess what? We don't qualify for that government welfare that 99% of the Americans qualified for in this country. It's because we're not participating in the welfare program, because it's, you're not, well, for one, the government's not supposed to be doing it. If I thought they weren't supposed to be doing it, and I'm talking about it on the radio, I guess it'd be kind of hypocritical if I actually participated in it. So it's something to think about. But we're, because we're not in the societal welfare benefit program, guess what? There's a whole lot of things we can't do. That's just part of life. We're experiencing a lot of weird things that people don't otherwise experience. So what we're doing, we're selling our assets. We're selling everything we can to take care of these hardworking kids that are giving me A's in college. They're in their third and a half. They just completed their first semester of their fourth year, and they're giving me A's. It's good stuff. Taking on the world. It's good stuff. Regulators on Friday shut down two California banks, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, and Illinois banks as well, bringing to 140 the number of U.S. banks that have collapsed, been brought down this year. The prediction I read earlier, I think it was back in May, I was reading there was a prediction of 150 banks this year. So that's pretty close, isn't it? 140? The federal, by the way, that's an insane number, folks. We got something going on. It's not over yet. Let's see. Regulators shuttered First Federal Bank of California, based in Santa Monica. Listen to this. $6.1 billion in assets, $4.5 billion in deposits. Big question. Are those assets really assets? There was a strange accounting trick that was being conducted, that houses were being listed as having a value of $1 million, even though they'd only loaned out possibly $750,000. They were equating the loan as having a value of $1 million because of what the false market value of the house was in case it was foreclosed upon. Of course, when it was foreclosed upon, it was no longer a $750,000 house that they valued at $1 million. It was truly only marketable at $500,000. That's what's been going on. There's been corruption, and so we're seeing the result of it. So we're going to see more of this, and I'm going to come back to this article as we get through this Gaylor T. Hunt interview. I'll probably only do part of the Gaylor T. Hunt interview and then bring back part of it next week, because next week our interview is going to be fabulous. It's with a gentleman from the Gold Antitrust Action Committee who was forecasting for years what we've seen in our financial markets. And guess what? He was right. And he is getting wealthier because of his consultation with many rich people around the globe, giving them a clue that they were about to see a massive shift in the financial markets based on the availability of real assets, real value, tangible property that was available, and the cost of producing those things. So he's going to be with us next week, and he's not selling anything. He's just giving us information. So keep tuning in. We're going to come back after a break. Our number is 888-850-1872. We're going to hear from Gaylor T. Hunt telling us about Gitmo.